You're listening to Heidi Stevens, the podcast. I'm here to deliver bite-sized episodes to keep you inspired and energized, to stay on your path, dig deeper into the inner work, and actually enjoy this journey that you're on. Whether you're building a business, running a home, or doing it all, having success in anything starts from within. Let's go. A great podcast episode for you here on productivity hacks that I'm using right now. I think that I'm getting more done right now than I have in a long time, only working about 3 hours a day. You know, for one, I'm home. I'm not going to events and meetings and dispersing my energy that way. But the reality is that I don't really have a choice. My kids are here. They need me. And I have had to get really focused and really channel my energy to make the most out of my time. And so I want to share with you some strategies on exactly how I'm doing that, and then also share a bit of energetics behind that as well. Before we dive in, I want to give you a friendly reminder that the last day to enroll in the early bird for Align Higher is this Friday, May 15th. And the last time that you can roll altogether is the following Friday, May 22nd. So we are starting this program the last week in May. And I'm fired up about this 6-week boot camp that I'm going to walk you guys through. This is a program that will really meet you where you're at. So this is not something of, you know, where are you at on your entrepreneurship journey. If you are an entrepreneur that is newer, if you are an entrepreneur that is already making $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 months, if you have a team, if you are a mom at home, if you're not a mom at home, truly, this is about recalibrating your nervous system, vibrating higher, and whatever level, lifestyle, experience you're at, this program is going to support you. This is also one of the least amount of, this is not a group program. This really is about giving you techniques, tools, visualizations, very, very easily digestible videos, and walking you through this 5-part experience and process for you to be feeling amazing. There is so much going on in the world right now, and there is so much coming at us, and I just know with every ounce of my being that it is up to us. It is up to us individually to take dominion, to take control of our lives, our power, to really pull back and rein in our energy. And from that place, get really focused on what is your vision? What is this new normal? This is, you know, we're not going back. So it's time to create the new vision for your business, for your life, for how you want to live with your family, how you, you know, are you wanting to move? Like that's been coming up for a lot. This is just unearthed. This time is unearthed so much for all of us and asked us to look into really big questions of how we want our lives moving forward. And I'm going to be supporting you in designing that, getting clarity on that, and raising your frequency to be able to meet that so you can co-create that experience for yourself. So I'm doing this at an incredible price. I feel so genuinely passionate about this content and getting this into your hands that I am, I've made this, you know, as available as I possibly can for you. Go check it out at heidistevens.co/align higher. Can't wait to see you in the program. If you have any questions, feel free to DM me on Instagram, or you can email me at hello@heidistevens. Cannot wait to see you in, and go get yourself enrolled, because the last day for the early bird is tomorrow. All right, my loves, let's dive into this episode. Hi there, how are you doing today? I don't know why I'm singing, but I am. I am feeling really high vibe this morning. I'm had a really wonky day yesterday. For those of you that have been following along on the daily meditations, which we have been putting on the website and are going to be available for the next 10 days or so for free. Yesterday was a Tuesday, and I just was having a super wonky day. I had Consumed some news. I had not been working out for a couple days, and I just woke up constricted and just kind of ugh. And so I got on this meditation. I was like shaking it out and shaking my body, and just fully like got into my power yesterday, meaning I spent the day running, I went on a run, and I moved my body, and I worked very, very, very little, and I got outside as much as I could, and it was like just the trick that I needed. Sometimes meditation doesn't work. Like I meditated twice yesterday, and it just didn't work. I really needed to get into my body and sweat it out and move the energy that way. So what a difference 24 hours can make. I am feeling amazing this morning, and I wanted to share with you some productivity hacks that I have been using. Even the word productivity hack feels so kind of masculine, but I don't quite know how to else to describe it. I have been really in a groove the last probably 3 to 4 weeks since coming back from the social media detox. And I've just been in a groove, and I've kind of found my rhythm with our routine at home, which I recorded the episode last week on that for those of you that have small kids. But this one is for all of you. This one is for all of you that really want to get more done through your day and ultimately wants to work less. I don't know, you know, who really wants to be sitting behind your computer all day long, no matter how much you love what you do. The reality is that most of you, like myself, are creative beings, and I'm assuming feel good when you are moving and can get outside and, spend time dreaming, journaling, resting. Those of you that have families literally do not have the time, especially right now. Like there is such amount of limited time in our days. And so, I dare say that I'm actually getting more done right now than maybe before. It's like when there's somewhat of an unlimited time, which when Harrison's in preschool, he goes to preschool all day and we have our nannies. So it's like, you know, if I start working at 8:30 or so in the morning, I have until like 4 or 4:30, and that's a lot of time and space. And I don't know. So I'm getting so much done these days. I'm working about 3 hours a day, sometimes a little bit less or more. And I wanted to share with you some very strategic, very to the point to-dos and things to focus on so that you can stay focused, so that you can get a lot done, and so that you can feel amazing as you're going through your days. Knowing that your work is behind you and that you got it done. So first and foremost, just the timing of it. I personally I'm firing on all cylinders in the morning time. And normally when Harrison's in preschool, I don't get into the office. You know, sometimes it's 8:30, but sometimes it's like 9:30 or 10 by the time I do drop off. And I have just been coming in here at like 7:30 in the morning. So if you want details on that, again, go back and listen to the most recent podcast, the one before this, on our family's routine. But I'm getting in at 7:30 and working until about 10:30. And I just feel like I've got the whole rest of the day to be present with the kids, to be present with myself, to find some time to go work out, et cetera. So first and foremost is work when is best for you. You know, obviously if you can, but using that, knowing yourself and knowing when you work best, you're going to automatically get more done and be more productive and be more creative. And all of the content that you're creating, or if you're on sales calls or whatnot, you're going to be more in your flow at that time. So honor that. The second piece is focus on one thing. Now, for all my creatives, dreamers, entrepreneurs that are visionaries, which a lot of you are, that can and may feel like nails on a chalkboard. I feel that way too sometimes. I'm like, focus on one thing. I have so many ideas. I have so many things. I have so many things that I want to create. Less is more. It's very tempting to get really excited about something, to start a project, to start a group program, to start something. And then, you know, when and if most of the time the energy starts to fall, just starts to wane a bit, the honeymoon period wears off, it's easy to get distracted and to start finding other things to get excited about, other things to focus on. You start dreaming about other things. I am fully guilty of this. As much of an A-type person as I am, I know you guys think that I'm like super kind of disciplined and to a degree I am, but I love being excited about things and I love beginnings. And I've had to take a hard look recently and get really honest with myself that I'm not always a great finisher. And so I have been really focused these days on staying super, super, super focused on servicing my clients at a very high level, on being super focused on the one project that I'm working on and really coming to completion on that and not letting myself, you know, be like squirrel, like going to the left and like starting something else. And I've really been training my brain on a daily basis. If I'm out on a walk or if I'm doing something and I start dreaming about what's next and what are other ideas, what that does is it sends you into overwhelm because you're automatically future fantasizing about things happening in the future instead of just really staying present with what is. And so for me personally, that has looked like really, really like being so present with the women in my mastermind. We're on our last 6 weeks of a 6-month program and I'm like doubling down with them. Like I'm like normally like my energy and the energy of the group would just start to kind of fall off. But because my energy is so present and on fire, the energy of the group is on fire and they are having wins and I'm not necessarily taking responsibility for them getting clients, but I know that the energy of the group and then the energy that they're vibrating in on a daily basis is having a reaction in their businesses and their lives. So really like servicing whatever clients you have, groups, you know, whatever that means for you at a very high level all the way through the quote unquote end. And then if you're working on a new project, if you're working on something new, it's like really staying the course, really being focused and just knowing that when it comes to completion, there will be time for the next thing. And it's really supported Kat and I to be working well together, for me to not be throwing 100 million things at her and overwhelming her, and really for us to be focused, clear, like this is what we're doing. And so what that has looked like is on a daily basis, I have been getting up and writing my 3 things that I need to do for my business and 3 or 4 things that I need to do personally. So, you know, there are a million things that I could do, but instead I have a running list in Asana in terms of different projects, different ideas, different topics that I want to create content on and create podcasts on and create courses or experiences or group programs. But for today, I'm focused on the one thing. For today, I am focused on completing Align Higher. I'm not only focused on completing the launch of it and welcoming all of you into the program, but I'm also focused on completing the content of the program. And I'm not going to go on to the next thing until I'm complete with that. I have some goals set out for myself in terms of when I'm going to get that done. But every day, it's like, what are the 1 or 2 things that I need to do in order to move that forward? So I just want to say this, like I don't need to like, you know, beat this down, but as a creative, as an entrepreneur, I think especially if you're in this kind of mindset space, I find myself doing this. It's like, oh, if my energy wanes on it or if my energy drops, I'm like, oh, maybe like my mind can start telling a story of like, oh, maybe I'm just not supposed to be doing that. Or maybe like this is like not the thing. No, like it's only not the thing if you tell yourself that. So your job is to stay focused, is to recalibrate your energy, is to uplevel your frequency, and to keep your vision alive on a daily basis so that the energy that you're bringing to said project, to said clients, to said experience is really coming from that place. And from that place, like, you can, you know, you can create anything, you can do anything. So don't let yourself get overwhelmed with all the things that you want to do in the future. The next thing is, do not look at your emails, get super distracted on social media, prior to getting these things done. Know when the timing is where you're the most creative, and then just go work on that. Turn your phone on airplane mode. Turn your emails on work, you know, work offline. If I sit down at my desk and I open my computer and I open my inbox, it is like this like black like vortex that next thing I know, it's 35 minutes later answering emails from our bookkeeper and Kenny and like the preschool and just all of this stuff that like, yes, does need to get done, but it doesn't need to get done first. So do the things that are the hardest first. I sit down, I write an email, I get clear on what I'm doing on my IGTV that day, I record this podcast. I do the thing first so that I then can do the mindless things like ordering groceries and all the other things that I just mentioned when I'm in a much more mindless space and it doesn't take all of my creativity. And then I keep coming back to the list. So instead of like finishing one thing, it's like, I'm going to finish this podcast. And there's part of me that'll be tempted to go and just open my email and kind of just, you know, it's like even opening your email, it's like your brain kind of turns off. And so it's like, you don't want to get into the passive mode. You want to keep taking dominion over your brain. So it's like, okay, I'm going to check that off. Maybe my body needs like maybe I need to move. Maybe Harrison's needing me. So I'm going to go, I'm going to jump on the trampoline with him. I'm going to do a dance party with him. I'm going to get him set up on his next project. I'm going to have a little snack. I'm going to grab a kombucha, whatever it is. I'm going to like move, drink some water, you know, do the thing. And then I'm going to go, okay, I've got a good like 30 minutes in me that I can really focus. What is the next thing on my list? Okay, cool. I need to like write the Instagram post. I'm going to use these 30 minutes to check in with my clients, you know, whatever the next most important thing is. But always, always put the thing first that you're going to do. Now, I'm also going to say this too, especially for those of you that work one-on-one or in different groups. And I actually would say this to Kenny as well in the real estate world. Yes, your clients are of such high importance. And at the end of the day, lead generation and content creation and marketing is the most important thing in your business. So you don't want to get sucked into answering a bunch of emails or Voxers or Facebook groups or, for Kenny, a bunch of phone calls and emails until you have done all the other things first. So like, I can answer my clients at 10 in the morning when I'm on a walk with the kids, but I can't write a super creative email that's going to continue inspiring not only my clients, but also getting more people into my community. So you want to always do the money-making activities first and then do the things, you know, to serve, to execute, to basically fulfill your contracts, what have you, next. The other thing that's allowing me to, really only work for 2 or 3 hours a day is to focus on the things that I do best and that only I can do, and then delegate the rest. So what does that look like? Like, I'm creating the content, I'm writing the copy, I'm recording the podcast, I'm recording the videos, I'm, you know, recording the videos of the group programs, I'm coaching my business. Those are the things that I'm doing in my business, and everything else Kat is taking care of. So, you know, she's editing the podcast. She's cutting and pasting. I love it when people ask me, like, what is it that she does? And I'm like, everything. Like, everything except for the 20% of things that I do, because those are the things that, you know, that I have to do. So she's, you know, she's editing, she's posting, she's doing things on the website, she's plugging things into our flow desk. Like, she's literally doing everything else so that I just create the content, I create the copy, I send it to her in Dropbox, I send it to her on Google Docs, I put it in Asana, and then she's basically taking the rest of the day executing. And so this whole system that we have worked out in terms of me working first thing in the morning, and then she's basically using the rest of her day executing on those tasks and making the things come to life, which is, you know, somebody has to do that, and someone has to really bring the content to life. So, you know, if you're a mom and you're trying to do multiple things all day long, we can't be full-time business owners, full-time moms, full-time cooks, and full-time cleaners. Like, it's just not possible. And so some decisions have to be made. And I'm not like, I genuinely have no attachment to you working less, you doing less, maybe you're not even working right now. Like, you're with the kids and you're with the kids full time. I so honor that and I so respect that, and you get to make the most out of this time. Those of you that are able to either do a little bit of both, if you have some support with a babysitter or nanny, it's like you have got to make the most out of your limited time that you have every single day. So I want to share one other thing about the energetic side. So it was a lot of strategy on, you know, list making and Asana and staying focused and delegating. And the last piece I'll share is, from an energetic perspective, you can ask your guides for a time warp. You can ask your guides to be with you while you're writing copy, while you're creating content, so that it flows through with more ease. I literally sit for 5 minutes, 10 minutes prior to actually creating any type of content, and I just ask that all of my guides are with me, that they're supporting me, that they help me have whatever messages that are meant to come through. Really just allow them to come through my words, allow them to come through my writing, so that whoever is meant to read them, whoever is meant to experience them, really feels them and, you know, and is able to receive them. And that is it, my loves. That is it for today. So I hope that this helped. If this was supportive for you, please take a screenshot and share it. Feel free to tag me at Heidi Stevens. I will share the love back. And I look forward, and I'm grateful for you helping me get this podcast out there. Women share with me that, you know, they listened, that they were inspired, that they took the information, that they're feeling better, that they are more productive, that they're having wins. And so I want to continue sharing this and getting this into the hands of my ideal clients and my ideal women, and really serving them. So thank you for helping me share, and I look forward to being in touch with you soon. All right, have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.